If you could, first of all, for me, tell me your name and the name of your farm here.
My name is Ole Christian Skullerud, and this farm is Mesta Gård.
And tell me a little bit about what kind of cows do you raise here for your dairy?
I have this raised to these cows is the Norwegian red or white cattle from the organization Geno. It's a Norwegian.
But you describe the family that you have involved. It is a very much a family farm, correct?
Yes, it's a family farm. We have my father is there, and my wife and my two sons, and my sister's and her family. So we have a cooperation to this barn here.
And you're running an automated system. How long have you been doing that?
In this barn, we was from 10 October in 2004. So we have not 2 years since I was in this barn here.
How well does that work for you? Do you like it?
Yes, I don't buy it. This I don't like it. I sold the cows and everything and takes another job.
The milk that you produce here, where do you sell that?
This milk I produce is sell to Tine. It's a cooperation to the Norwegians milk producing.
So you're one of the you're part of the cooperative.
Yes, I'm a partner to the Tine Corporation.
What are the things that you find, I don't want to say difficult, but challenging in order to run a business and run it profitably?
You must was a good to everything you have produce good food to the cows, and you start the production out to the land and bring it in, and it takes the good semi in and takes the good cows, and most takes takes everything good. Mm-hmm.
What would you say to dairymen like yourself in the United States? Any kind of message you would want to give them?
I hope I can have a produce here into the future, and we have buy this, so we are little difficult in WTO and WTO and such things. So we hope we can have a farming in Norway in the future. Mm-hmm. And so we not go buy every food to Norway. In Norway we have the money, but we need have a country. So if we not have a farming in Norway, it was difficult to area and to tourists and people to coming to look. Is this special country? It's Norway, especially for the we have this farming in Norway, in small farming. So the most farms in Norway is very, very small, not so big on this system I have.
How many cows do you have in your herd?
I have 47 cows here in this barn now.
What kind of crops do you grow on the land? What type of plants? You grow wheat and...
We have to the food to the cows. Yes, I have a timotei and engshingle and the clover and the lucerne. We cannot have the mice here for this for cold and not so long summer, so we cannot have a mice production. We have a grain production, but we cannot have this. Some plants cannot live for long in this area.
Are there any problems that you have with the animals and that are special, like disease or any trouble with them here?
We have a long winter here, so we must the cow house was expensive for the we must build for the hard winter, so we, the cow house in the barn here was expensive for that.
So you must have to have, do you have a special heating system for the winter?
No, we have a ventilation from natural system here, but we have a sandwich elements in the roof, in the wall, some on the wall and the roof, some are insulation. So it was expensive to build with this system. And here is the cows was inside from the middle of October to the middle of May months. So we must have a food for this long winter and big yersel system for takes from so long time.
Do you input the data, the information on your animals into the Geno database system?
Yes, it's every system here is from the Laval's milking, Volare milking system. And the data system and computer and everything is from the Delaval, so they have the system too. So everything is from them, and they so have a backup and such things for everything.
Are you connected to the internet?
Yes, I have was they have a takes to learning me the system.
So you're not surfing on the web on your computer yet?
My wife and my sons, but not I'm so much. I takes little time to.
But you have a connection here with the computer, so they can get online.
Yes, they got online, and there's people in Sweden to Delaval looking in my computer and see what problem and what's. How are your system?
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you letting us come out to your farm. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.